all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. Easyhomemeals.com. And get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
The government says the U.S. economy created just around 20,000 jobs in the month of February. Economists had predicted we'd see about 180,000 jobs created. But the unemployment rate ticked down a bit and hourly earnings were up. Here's more on that part of the report from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That decline of 0.2 percentage points last month reflects a rate of 3.8% during February, meaning a decrease of 300,000 workers to 6.2 million. Eleni Karageorge of the Labor Department tells us about the different sectors of the economy.
Employment in professional and business services, healthcare, and wholesale trade continued to trend up, while construction employment decreased. Over the year, average hourly earnings rose 3.4%.
A Simpsons episode featuring Michael Jackson's voice is being pulled from syndication following controversy stemming from the Leaving Neverland documentary. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 200 points, the NASDAQ down 84, and the S&P 500 off 22. Facebook reportedly looking to beef up privacy for users. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Facebook is continuing to move towards more and more privacy. In a blog post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg explains the company plans to work toward a privacy-focused principles such as encryption, safety, and secure data storage. Larry Madgett is the CEO and founder of ConnectSafely.org.
I think Facebook can offer services that give people a lot more privacy in the sense that they are deliberately not sharing their content with a wide circle of friends.
Madgett was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A couple from Wisconsin facing legal trouble for taking a trip to the gym despite being quarantined for measles. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Authorities in Milwaukee charging Jeffrey Murawski and his wife with violating a quarantine order last week. The county health department had ordered Murawski to stay home until he wasn't contagious. Prosecutors say he decided to go to the Gold's Gym to work out anyway, and the 57-year-old had his wife drive him to the gym. He said he left after a few minutes because he began to feel guilty. Now he and his wife are due in court on the 25th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party.
President Trump commenting on the anti-hate resolution that the Democratic-held House passed yesterday, a resolution that began as a resolution to condemn anti-Semitism, aimed at Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and her recent critical remarks about U.S. policy on Israel.
They've become an anti-Jewish party, and I thought that vote was a disgrace.
As he left the White House for a trip to Alabama to view tornado devastation, the president also said he was feeling badly about his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, who was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison yesterday. He told reporters that Manafort's case had nothing to do with Russian collusion. Reports are a massive power outage has struck Venezuela, and the president, Maduro, is blaming it on the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
It is Frozen Food Month, as we turn the calendar into March, and there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000?
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. Easyhomemeals.com and get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
The government says the U.S. economy created just around 20,000 jobs in the month of February. Economists had predicted we'd see about 180,000 jobs created. But the unemployment rate ticked down a bit, and hourly earnings were up. Here's more on that part of the report from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That decline of 0.2 percentage points last month reflects a rate of 3.8% during February, meaning a decrease of 300,000 workers to 6.2 million. Eleni Karageorge of the Labor Department tells us about the different sectors of the economy.
Employment in professional and business services, healthcare, and wholesale trade continued to trend up while construction employment decreased. Over the year, average hourly earnings rose 3.4%.
A Simpsons episode featuring Michael Jackson's voice is being pulled from syndication following controversy stemming from the Leaving Neverland documentary. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 200 points, the NASDAQ down 84, and the S&P 500 off 22. Facebook reportedly looking to beef up privacy for users. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Facebook is continuing to move towards more and more privacy. In a blog post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg explains the company plans to work toward a privacy-focused principles such as encryption, safety, and secure data storage. Larry Madgett is the CEO and founder of ConnectSafely.org.
I think Facebook can offer services that give people a lot more privacy in the sense that they are deliberately not sharing their content with a wide circle of friends.
Madgett was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A couple from Wisconsin facing legal trouble for taking a trip to the gym despite being quarantined for measles. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Authorities in Milwaukee charging Jeffrey Murawski and his wife with violating a quarantine order last week. The county health department had ordered Murawski to stay home until he wasn't contagious. Prosecutors say he decided to go to the Gold's Gym to work out anyway, and the 57-year-old had his wife drive him to the gym. He said he left after a few minutes because he began to feel guilty. Now he and his wife are due in court on the 25th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear us? Yes, you can. Welcome to our show. It's Pat and Steve here with Home Sweet Home. We broadcast on Fridays at 11 o'clock. Steve, is your microphone working?
Test, test, test.
I don't hear anything. Yeah. I can't hear you. No, or maybe it's just your... We have some important guests. We have some guests today. We're very excited to welcome both Jan Fisher and Jessica Petschauer. They are from Radon Supply Company here in Flemington. It's a local-based company, and we're going to talk about Radon today. So welcome, ladies. Thank you for coming to the show.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll get into it in a few moments. I'm going to try to get Steve here to get the weather. I don't hear you at all. Do you want my... Here, you're going to take my microphone. Your microphone's not working. That's all the sliders I have. You don't hear yourself either, right? Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties here, right, folks? Sorry, I'm just going to let Steve do his little thing real quick. That's as far as I go. Yeah, this is a comical musical chairs here.
Home Sweet Home Comedy Hour.
There. Yeah, you're sounding good now.
All right, folks, we're going to talk about the weather briefly. Can you hear me okay now? All right, let's bring it around here. Let's see if we can swing this arm. And Jan and Pat and I, we are a professional radio station, as you can see, and a pretty professional radio show. But let's talk about the weather. For the next 10 days, we've got... mostly sunny today, high of around 33. Come this evening, we're going to drop down to 24, where it's pretty cold, staying in the winter temperature zones. Saturday, beautiful day of 42, low at 32 Saturday evening. Sunday, looks like we're going to have the 50% chance of rain, actually closer to 90 now that I just had an update. 50 degrees high and a 36 degree low on Sunday night. And then Monday through Thursday, we have a mixed bag of highs of around 37 to 43 to a lows in our mid to high 20s. So we're going to have some weather situations out there that are going to be a little bit cloudy, but sunny mainly through the rest of the week. And then we'll be back next week to talk about all that's going to happen after that. So let's get on with our show. We're kind of sharing microphones. I want to turn it back to our guests, and I'm going to sing harmony. How's that?
You just have to talk real loud.
All right.
Okay, folks, we're going to take one quick break. We'll be straight back with Radon Supply Company here in Flemington, and we're going to talk to Jan and Jessica about Radon.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Folks, we are back here at our show, Home Sweet Home in Flemington.
A little rearrangement so we can accommodate our microphone needs.
Are we all on shot here? We're on Facebook Live, so we're waving to everyone.
We're waving. We're back on.
We have Jan Fisher and Jessica Petschauer from Radon Supplies here in Flemington. Welcome again to our show, and thank you very much for coming. It's an honor to have you guys on the show because both Steve and I really do believe a lot in the importance of talking about radon, and I think this is why we're here today, is to spread the news about how important this is. That's why I played Jaws, because, first of all,
it was a great suggestion. It's a great suggestion.
It's one of those gases that can sneak up on you and just bite you on that beep.
Yeah, it does a little more than that. I gotta tell you, it's
we're having fun with it, but it is a very serious topic, right? And we're going to get into it and talk a little bit more about why we need to talk about this, but first of all, let's talk, Jan, with you real quick about the company Radon Supplies, and how long you've been in business, and where are you situated, and what do you do?
Thanks for having Supplies. We have been in business for more than 20 years for as Radon Supplies. Before that is North American Radon. And so this is our 20th anniversary in business.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you.
How about that?
We are located right here in Flemington on Foster Lane, which is right off of Royal Road.
Right. Industrial Park area.
Great.
And pretty big warehouse. I was over there. I was very impressed.
Thank you. Yes, it is a pretty big warehouse. It's 60,000 square feet. We have production labs, storage facilities. You know, we have a lot of product to store, and we manufacture a lot of the product, CAD machines, things like that. Great office staff, incredible team we have together.
You know, it's interesting when it comes to the radon industry. You know, it's something, I mean, it's so nice to have you here because we're trying to figure out not only what this is all about, but who are the people behind it. And it's great to have you here to discuss about what it takes to really get out here and get out to people and get the message out about radon. But more importantly, the back office, the back operations. Why? How does this stuff even get tested? And who does it? And why? So it's really great to have you talk about not only the radon as it is, and we'll describe that in a minute, but more importantly, the industry. It's really an important important subject.
Now, you supply to basically all the companies that do testing for radon, right?
We do. Radon mitigators, radon measurement technicians and specialists in both areas. We do oftentimes sell some products to homeowners as well who maybe want to purchase a test kit or purchase some additional products for their system. We always encourage guidance through a licensed professional, both measurement or mitigation.
Right. Right. Well, it's good to know, though, that we have, you know, someone like you in our backyard that we can go for help. And I know you people are very well versed on, you know, radon and its effect. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And you do have some pretty sad stories about some people that you know personally that have gone through stage four cancer. So we're going to talk about that. But first of all, let's actually talk about radon. What is radon?
So radon is a class A carcinogen. It's actually something, a substance or an agent that can produce cancer. It's something that is produced through the decay of uranium and radium. And it's something that's colorless, odorless, tasteless. You can't sense it with any of our senses. And it's found in rock, soil, water throughout the United States.
Right.
It's something that causes up to 21,000 deaths a year.
21,000.
Yeah.
So in my understanding, it's the second leading cause of lung cancer in the country,
that's
in the
correct.
World, is my understanding. Is
yes.
it not? Is that a fair statement?
That's correct.
Okay.
But it's also the first leading cause of cancer of lung cancer among non-smokers.
That's incredible.
Yeah. The risk is estimated to be increased by 20%. Through our EPA, if you are a smoker, the World Health Organization has just upgraded that to 25% increased risk if you are a smoker and live in a home with high levels of radon.
So, you know, that's an interesting statement in and of itself. If you think about all the byproducts and VOCs, volatile organic compounds, that we don't see every day and things like that, we have now quantified what radon is. How dangerous it really is. And it's wonderful that we get this news out, because so many times we step back and say, well, it's just, I don't know. He was a non-smoker and, you know, who knows what happened. And mm-hmm. and the medical profession doesn't really sometimes know where to look at this. And yet we have great studies behind this now. I can remember 10 years ago, actually it was a couple decades ago, when radon came on the scene, I was sharing with you in our green room that it basically was, gee, sounds like a new marketing concept to sell people mm-hmm. on testing. And the answer is no. I've actually been to the Rutgers course. I've read the Boston University study. This is hard fact, folks. This is real. This is every day, and it is out there.
It is real, and it is completely preventable for people if people were to just test in their homes, schools, workplaces, commercial entities. Everybody needs to test. That's the only way to know if you have radon.
And I think that's the point of our show really today, is to it's awareness. I think a lot of people still don't know that this is even an issue. Why? I'm not sure. How come the word hasn't gotten out,
that's a
you know,
question.
About it? I mean, everyone knows that smoking will cause cancer.
Well, you know,
100% chance, right?
As a home inspector that has always offered radon testing, I have been amazed by some of the pushback that I've gotten from clients. They say, well, do I really need to do it? And I say, yeah, you need to do it. Is there a less likely factor given certain construction? I suppose you could argue to some extent, but you really can't, because one house next to another house can be what I call hot, meaning having a significant amount of radon, and the house right next door have none. And then it really is the decay.
Isn't that odd?
It's just an odd thing. But, I mean, I understand the science behind it. But before I have you answer any of that, and before we get into it, let's take a break for our sponsors. This is a great subject, folks. Stay with us. Radon, it impacts everybody out there. So we'll be right back.
And we're going to talk a lot about how you do the testing
and
what are the levels that are safe. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be straight back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, folks, we are back with our family of friends here from Radon Supplies. Thank you, Jessica, and thank you, Jan, for coming today to talk about radon. And we were in the midst of just telling you what radon was. Now we're going to talk a little bit more about what you need to do in your homes, what is important for you to know about radon, the radon levels that are safe in your home, and when you should be testing for this, you know? So let's open up this discussion, I guess. Do you have something to say right now, Steve, about this?
I'm going to defer to my professionals because I love that they're here, Steve, and they calibrate me all the time.
Let me just set the stage a bit. Steve is the one, usually as a home inspector, that'll come in with those little canisters. These were the canisters. If you're on Facebook Live now, you can actually see me hold up this canister. This is a charcoal canister, and I'm sure Jan, if you have something to say about it, you would know a lot more about what this is than me. This is your basic test that you would get. Usually do you put two in a house?
Typically it's one because that's the state minimum.
Okay.
But I have technicians that come in and will often do two. And then there is what they call chain of custody, where we actually have to make sure that canisters are functioning properly. So there might be two in one test, one in another test, where we're checking blanks against the real test. But that is one of many test platforms, I'm going to say, that my colleagues are, that our professionals here are going to straighten us out on.
Yeah, so let's talk about Whoop. Wow, that was cool.
I'm telling you, today.
That would happen to me. That's what I'll say.
No. It happened to me, remember? Beginning of the show. So, folks, I'm going to entertain you while we get our technology. We are having a good time today.
Well, let me continue to talk as Pat is getting this worked out here. He's the handyman, so he can fix this. I'm not too good at this.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to get it squared away.
We have a couple different test kits. Pat is right. The 4-inch open face charcoal canister kit, as you saw there from Ray Data, that's who we typically use here in New Jersey. It's the largest laboratory in New Jersey, and they're awesome. That 4-inch open face charcoal is available, I should also tell everybody, through Hunterdon County for free right now. They have qualified for a $1,000 NJDEP grant that they had to apply for and get approved for, and then they purchased test kits that they can pass out to residents of Hunterdon County.
Sure.
Raritan Township also takes part in that, as does Flemington Borough. We're proud to say we helped Raritan and Flemington both start their radon awareness programs.
Very good.
And they're running a lot of test kits. You'd have to ask them exactly how many, but that is definitely one platform. Another platform, if Pat will hold up, is the AlphaTrack detector. That's through a different lab. That is RSSI, and that runs from 8 days to about a year. And so if you want to do a longer-term test, the charcoal one runs for a couple of days. The AlphaTrack can run from 8 days to a year. So we get a lot of customers running, having the initial test done, and then running a longer-term test to see what their long-term level is over maybe perhaps even up to an entire year.
So the home inspector ones use this because it has to be a test that's done quickly,
correct.
To get the sale through. But are you saying that this one's probably more accurate?
They're both considered highly accurate. Okay. So that one is more for people who want to kind of identify what their, and I'm sure that Steve has run into this too, their longer-term level is, because it does vary over the year. And again, I'm not a licensed radon mitigation or measurement specialist or technician, but we do know our products, and I will tell you that we do sell quite a bit, few of those. The other test kits are two little glass vials, and those are executed by many businesses, but these are from Ray Data, so in the state of New Jersey. And that is a way to test your well water for radon.
Are you kidding? There's radon in your
water,
too.
Absolutely. It can be. It can be found in well water as well and needs to be aerated out to in layperson's terms, and only really a professional can help you with that. So,
right. I mean, if there is radon in your water, is that something you have to go through a water company? So the companies that take care of your well water, will they have the correct treatments?
Let me join you on that one.
Okay.
One of the things that RA Data, she's brought up, is probably the dominant player in that field in New Jersey, has done for me in my home inspections, is that when we test, I've had three occasions in the last two decades where people said, test my radon, but test my water for radon. People didn't even know. People don't know to do that.
Right.
But I had three clients that did. All three came back with radon in the water. All three.
Now
That kind of shook me. And I've always expressed, anybody on a well system, consider it. And what's turned out to be very interesting is there is a process for not only testing but mitigating that situation. And that has to be done by a mitigation certified contractor.
Okay.
It's not a plumber. It's not a water treatment contractor. It's a certified licensed mitigation contractor, like RA Data.
Okay.
So in that regard, we can get into this at multiple levels. And what gets very interesting is when we get into our municipal supplies and things like that. We won't go that far. Let's stay with our residential folks. But know that radon permeates all these areas because it's in our water tables, it's in our air. And there are certainly reasonable levels of this. But bottom line is it's something that it is on the radar that we have to pay attention to.
I'll add that it's been around pretty much since the beginning of the earth. You know, it's a naturally occurring substance, and really testing for radionuclides has not been required or even executed until the 1970s. So it's something that people, if they own a well, they should definitely test. As Steve is mentioning here, if you have a municipal or a water source that is a town source, they have already done that testing.
That's right.
They might be executing the aerating or whatever right. they need to do.
It's mandated by
right.
the state, I guess.
Yeah, right. And you can definitely ask for those right. results by your township. So I would do that. But if you have a well, consider testing that.
It's one of the unknowns today. I know as a veteran home inspector, it's still, you know, when people say, do I need to do a radon test? I say, I encourage that. I'll say, would you like to test the well water? Well, do you really have to? I say, you don't have to do any testing. Now, the point is understanding what potentially could be.
What kind of cancer would you be getting if you were drinking water that was contaminated with radon?
Well, a 2004 document from EPA, we actually reached out to our radiation physicists that we deal with at the New Jersey EPA, indicates that concentrations of uranium in drinking water above the United States EPA's maximum contaminant level over a long period of time. We're not talking a week or two. We're talking, say you live in your home for 30 years and mm-hmm. you're drinking this well water. It's believed to cause kidney damage. It can increase people's likelihood of developing cancer over time.
Okay.
It's a risk that is present that you should recognize as a risk. You should test and you should mitigate if it's high.
All right. Point well noted there.
Well, it's it's not that we're trying to be alarmists here. But
we are.
But we are. You know, the answer is as you find.
Ding, ding, ding. Ring the bell.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's I can't advocate enough the basic testing. And I recognize there's an economic value associated with this. And I know water testing is even a little more expensive than the canister testing. But folks, for the amount of money and peace of mind, it's probably the best insurance policy you're going to find over the fundamental resource of air and water that we don't live without. Mm-hmm. And it's in our house and mm-hmm. it's in our community. So the bottom line is, you know, I want to let our professionals talk about this. Yeah, we're raising the alarm bells. Are we saying, you know, it's catastrophic? Obviously, I mean, history has shown that we are just now getting to understand what the radon potential impacts of radon are. And we've certainly lived with it since the beginning of time. But now we're getting closer to these causes of different types of cancer that I think radon is very much a part of. And if we can find them, whether we're checking them off one at a time or five at a time, we know about radon now, something we can test for.
Another point I'll bring up, and Jessica can speak to this, but there's really not a safe level of radon. A lot of people reference what is a safe level mm-hmm. of radon. They're asking that question. I'm seeing Steve nodding, and we get asked that question a lot. I'm sure that he does, especially when somebody has to execute a test. 4.0 is the EPA's action level. And for those of you on Facebook that can see me, I'm holding up the air quotes here because action level is exactly, you know, it's not the safe level.
Sure.
If you have a level of 4.0, it's about like you're smoking 8 cigarettes a day. Mm-hmm. So if you're a non-smoker, that just shocked you. If you're a smoker, you're adding 8 cigarettes to your daily routine. So you certainly don't want to have a level of 4.0. That's where you'd have to have your home mitigated. But
and that's mandated. If it was 3.9, you don't have to do any. There's no action taken, right?
Let's step back here. No requirement. There's no law that requires mitigation.
Okay.
There isn't. There are codes required in new construction to put in certain passive systems. Today, there is not enough laws. And let me step back from that. There may be municipal laws or even other states that have invoked radon mitigation requirements. I'm not aware of any. I'm not aware of any in this state in particular. What we do know is that the EPA and the DEP come forward, and if you read a report coming out of a lab, it says, we recommend, we strongly, and of course they've got the technical studies there that say, if you don't do this, this is what you're gambling with. You know, the 8 cigarettes a day, those type of things. But know that legislation hasn't caught up to what I would call the code requirements.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that radon mitigation is addressed, whether it's in a real estate transaction or owning your home.
If you look at the correlation in numbers, 7 people in 1,000 will likely develop cancer at a level of 4.0 over time. Those are non-smokers.
Mm-hmm.
Smokers, 62 in 1,000. So if you're going to put it in numbers of attainable numbers for what you're looking at, that's really a lot of people. I mean, that's a lot of people.
One's too many.
Yeah.
Yep, one's too many.
One is too many.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't, you know, this is such a fun subject for especially the three of us, because I deal with it at every home inspection or every interesting level. What's surprising about it, I think, to a lot of people is that it's been off the radar. In other words, it's now starting to kind of get a groundswell going, and I have to hand it to my colleagues here. That's a groundswell worth talking about. But more importantly, what I'm trying to get to is folks should just put this on their checklist, not only in a real estate transaction, which we have successfully done, mm-hmm. but pay attention to those results and negotiate with that.
Yeah.
Now, would you talk more about the 4.0 and below and what typically a mitigator is trying to attain if they actually find a house that needs to have a mitigation system put in? Could you talk about those levels?
Sure. So even a 4.0, it's something that mitigators want to try to get down to the lowest level possible. Thank you. as Jan had explained with those numbers, being non-smoker or smokers, you want to try to have that at the lowest level possible. You know, we hear the stories, you know, my level's at a 1.0, my level's at a 1.3, why should I test? It's something that we encourage people to test every 2 years. I can't say how many phone calls we receive from people saying, okay, well, I have a system already installed. It's something that I don't really need to test for. But even with the EPA, they recommend testing every 2 years. And those levels can change.
Sure.
You know, even sure. with land formations and structures and construction ongoing on your street or in your neighborhood, it's something that's constantly changing. So it's something that we encourage people to do, even if your system is working.
Mm-hmm.
We get phone calls of people that, you know, give us a call and say, well, something's wrong with my fan. Give me the same fan. And that's something that we can't recommend to people. We always encourage them to run a test first, see if their level has changed from the time they did the installation till the time that they, you know, run the test and they
great.
Have something done with their system currently.
That's great. That's great. Now, you know, let me ask you a quick question, Patrick. Have you ever run across radon systems that look kind of funky to you when you're out there?
Well, I would say that there are different ways that they are installed.
Yeah.
And certainly I've seen ones that have the right documentation on them and this manometer here. And what I normally do in a house is make sure that it is separate from each other. When it's not, if the levels are actually mm-hmm. equal, that means that the fan's not running, right?
Right.
That's correct.
So when they're off kilter like this, this is a good sign that actually there is a draw on the fan. And that's at least the one thing I can tell my clients is it's running or it's not running.
Well,
usually you can hear it too. There's a vibration through the pipe.
That's a huge piece of advice you're providing people. I'm the same as you are. This is where you and I cross.
But that's
cross
pretty
over.
Much as far as I go when it comes to that.
Sure.
And also, I mean, I see a lot of cracks in foundations and in slabs down in the basement. And I tell people, this is not a good thing. And I'm not talking about, you know, water seepage. I'm talking about radon coming through the slab.
Right.
Let's talk about those cracks again. But first, I just want to mention one thing. You may well see that differential on your manometer, but if you have not tested in 2 years, something could have changed with your system. That is the importance of testing every 2 years. It's not just, it's important to look, you're right, Pat, at that manometer to see if that's not zeroed out. If it's zeroed out, if it's flatlined, there's no airflow.
And those fans, they burn out.
They
I mean,
do. They last a long
hours
time,
a day.
But they do burn yeah. out. They run 24 hours a day, many of them outside. It is very important to test. So don't just look at it and say, okay, I see a differential there. Instead, look at it and say, this is my 2 year reminder here to run a free test kit from Hunterdon County, Flemington, mm-hmm. Raritan, any township that you're located in, and really make sure that level is still down. Because if, as Steve was bringing up, if you have a 3.9 or a 3.8, the onus is not upon the seller to fix that then because
right.
it is technically passed. The onus might then be upon the new owner of the home.
Absolutely.
And you have to question,
sure.
am I satisfied with a 3.9 or a 3.8?
Sure.
I might want to get that down a little lower. I also want to just mention, passive systems that Steve mentioned may or may not be installed correctly. This is relatively new to radon code. And our understanding, being in business, is that we hear from many, many people across the country that the attempt to install it correctly is made, but they're just not certain how to install that piping.
Let's just backtrack. Passive system is usually a system now in newer homes that is already piped in, right?
Correct. And it's just it has no fan on it. It is simply a pipe. I know that you probably have both seen these on site when you've been working.
Yep.
And the intention is you have tested, whoever has built that home, whatever developer or builder has tested it. It has not come in high. They're installing that to save money at the other side of the rainbow there. So if it ever does come back high upon retesting, they can simply have a professional come in and add the correct fan after the formulation per that home has been made, what the right fan is.
And that's exactly what happened in my home. Yeah.
Yeah. Very frequent. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a passive system. And folks need to know that a passive system is a pre-plumbed pipe that technically goes below the slab and then vents above the roof line. And what folks need to also know is it's passive, meaning it's not doing a thing. There's no radon evacuation. There's no natural draft typically. There might be a little, but very unlikely, in that pipe. In order to activate that system, you have to put a fan system on it. And I always encourage professionals do that, because the one thing you need to be aware of is that when I've talked to a lot of folks that have seen some incredibly homemade radon systems, and they were all wrong, to be blunt. We vent out, well, I got it outside, but it's just below your window. It's got to go above the roof line, folks. We can recycle these gases back through open foundation walls and windows and everything else. So I won't drag into that much further, but the point is have a professional look that over once you've tested. And if you have any other kinds of concerns of your existing system, have a professional take a look at it. Certainly our colleagues here from Radon Supplies can give you contractors' recommendations who do it well. So that's really important.
We have just a couple of minutes before I have to take another commercial break here, but I'd like to ask both of you to perhaps share a story about a very sad story about an athlete, one of our U.S. hockey
members,
hockey players that has contracted cancer.
We actually have two industry spokeswomen right now. One is Kimberly Buckmeyer, who lives in Nebraska, who has radon-induced lung cancer. She's a member of Citizens for Radioactive Radon Reduction, which we are the New Jersey representatives for,
a
nonprofit.
We'll talk about that right after the
break. And then we have Rachel Malmberg, who is actually in People magazine this past month, and she is a former United States Olympics hockey goalie who lived in a non-smoking home, went to a school in Minnesota, and found out that she had stage 4 lung cancer.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they were able to prove that it is radon.
They attributed it to radon. Yes, they attributed it to her breathing radon in her home.
Respiratory.
Or school.
Yeah. Right.
So
or maybe
it's
the
quite
hockey rink.
Well,
you never know. That's right, Pat. It could have been
anywhere. I mean, it could be anywhere in an enclosed building, right?
Let's make sure that when an open environment, the best thing about radon, this leads, I think that's a great statement, Pat, to lead right into how radon is mitigated. But before we go too far, let's take a break. We should talk about how there's very simple systems and very smart ways to go about just managing this process. So shall we take a break, sir?
We will take a break and be straight back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs. or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, we are back, folks. Home Sweet Home with Steve and Pat. We have two great guests here from Radon Supplies, Jan Fisher and Jessica Petschauer. Thank you very much for coming along. We have probably about 7 or 8 minutes left, and we really want to talk about what's the most important thing for people to know about here. But first, this is the time of our show when we usually ask you folks, our guests, for a tip of the day. So would you happen to have a tip of the day to give to our audience?
I sure do, Pat. I would like to say, if you came home at the end of your day and you drove into your driveway and found a hole in your garage roof, what would you do?
You call a contractor to get it fixed as quickly as possible.
I call Pat.
You call Pat? Well, I call Pat too.
I call Pat.
I think because you
I
see it.
I call Pat.
Yeah, that's great.
You got to do something about it, right?
You see it and you'd say, well, holy mackerel.
Just ignore it.
That's going to, right, you can't ignore it. Just because you don't see it or smell it does not mean that radon is not there. So our takeaway today is test for radon. It is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers.
And I got to add that I believe that's the reason radon hasn't hit the top 10, because it's tasteless, odorless. We don't see it. We don't. Our senses are oblivious to it. And I think that's been the struggle.
Silent killer.
Yeah, that's the struggle to get this on the top 10, top 5, whatever you want to call it, issues to be aware of. So to that end, I applaud that tip of the day.
Citizens for Radioactive Radon Reduction. Tell me more about that.
Sure. So Citizens for Radioactive Radon Reduction, also known as CR3, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that strives to spread awareness, insist and encourage other people to educate themselves, to have themselves tested for radon, and basically spread that throughout the community. One of the people who runs CR3 is someone named Gloria Linertz. I had the pleasure of meeting her in January when we had our event at our conference center. And she lost her husband back in 2006 due to radon-induced lung cancer. I remember taking from that story that between the time her husband was diagnosed to the time he actually passed was 6 weeks.
Wow.
6 weeks.
So it's really something that you could be carrying in your system and it's just not detected.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, by the time she had everything tested, she didn't even think it was radon related. It wasn't something until she saw something on the news that, you know, radon came into play. And she's like, is that something that I should take a look at? So she did run a test for her home, and it did come up high. I believe it was somewhere around 17 picocuries, which is a high level.
Seems high, yeah.
And, with the action level being 4, that's something that's pretty high. And she lost her husband, and it's something that she strives for people to do testing and also to educate themselves about radon.
Well, it's scary because she may develop cancer somewhere in the future, too. I mean, there's no guarantees, right?
Yeah, it's really true, Pat. I mean, the one thing to keep in mind is you're going to hear this term picocuries, and that's nothing more than a measurement statement. The best thing for people out there, all our listeners to listen to, is lower the number, the better. Anything over 4, that state and feds guys say you really ought to mitigate. Anything below that, as professionals are sitting here, and I as a home inspector, and those that of us that have been through the training for radon measurement and the understanding of that, trust me, folks, the lower you get this monster, the better, assuming that 0.3 is what we have outside. Right. So if we assume that's our baseline, we want to get there if we possibly can. So I want to just throw that thought in there because it's all about lower is better.
Now, did we want to talk a little bit more about remediation, how that works, or?
Absolutely.
Well, again, I'm not a licensed mitigator, but I can speak to our products. A mitigator would determine if a measurement specialist or a technician like Steve would make a determination if you had a high level, and then you would reach out to a radon mitigator.
Right.
The mitigator would be certified, and they've gone through sufficient training. In New Jersey, the NJDEP certifies, or has in the past, now the industry certifies all of the work they have to do to become certified. And it's not something that just a layperson could do walking into a Home Depot and choosing
this
a
fan.
It does not work that way. Okay. You're not exactly the same as your neighbor. So it depends on a lot what's under your slab. You're not free of radon unless you're on a house on stilts. You know, so if your house is sitting on a slab, you have a basement, you know, whether you have a basement or not, you could have it. To put a system in, they install a pipe and tap it in underneath the slab, and they pipe the radon out. Some homes, as Steve has mentioned, have passive systems, and they perhaps run up through the attic. Mm-hmm. If you're retrofitting a home, it would likely go out of the basement and up the side of the home and expire above the roof line.
Absolutely.
You would have a fan put on it, and the fan would be running 24/7 all year round.
You know, it's interesting. I've seen rain caps on vent pipes. I've seen bird nests on cap pipes. Mm-hmm. I've seen computer fans used as opposed to the appropriate fan.
Okay.
In pipes. These are just my experiences as a home inspector. I've seen 2.5-inch pipe when it should be 4. I've seen 3 or 4. I think it's 4 right now. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many hybrid homemade systems, and people caught wind of this, said, well, heck, I can do that. And then we've got all kinds of systems that can work with sump systems, sump pump systems, others that I've seen elaborate radon systems that had over 4 drops through the slab in order to remediate that gas. And know that you need a professional to judge that.
Yeah.
Test.
And I've seen repeated many different pipes in different corners of the house being mitigated out, perhaps because one fan just can't pull it out.
That's right.
And when they do that, they oftentimes test that communication of the air under the slab to be sure that they're really grabbing all of the radon that they can. Right. I was telling you.
So there are instruments to do that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There are micromanometers and other instruments to do that. And that is why you choose a trained individual such as Steve. And such as a licensed radon mitigator, you just should not be doing this yourself because there are so many variations of what it could turn out to be. You could actually make the problem worse if you're not sure what you're doing.
Yeah, I actually bring in other measurement technicians to do my radon testing because I want an independent individual doing that testing. I do that for a couple reasons, but more importantly, for two of us to share that experience. And I know that sounds strange because they'll bring in their test canisters, and depending whether it's whoever their supplier is, the recommended process. I've worked in Pennsylvania as well where, frankly, I want those people in that local area working those and in that business specifically. I'm not looking for a buddy of mine or somebody like that. I like having these mitigation companies like RA Data come in with their technicians and say, okay, I have a unique structure here. You know, if I just throw a can up here down here by the basement because it looks like it could be a living space, is that good enough? And it may not be. And these folks stay on top of that technology and that evolution of information. So know that there's always a science that's in a state of movement. There's always improvements being made.
And we have a lot of really amazing customers who are licensed in both measurement and mitigation, RA data among them. But we also have a lot of other ones. So regionally, you can always check on the EPA site.
Yes.
You can get
strongly
more than one estimate
yep.
if you're concerned. If the estimate comes back a little bit higher than you'd like, just like any other home repair, you can reach out for additional estimates on that.
You know, in your information you provided for us, you mentioned that landlords should be doing the testing. I would really be interested. I don't know about that. Tell me more about, should they be, is there any kind of legal backup where I could say, someone buying a multi-unit apartment, say, hey guys, you know, you really need to do the testing, first of all, to help yourself as far as the property you're buying, but you need to retest periodically. Is there guidance there you can provide that in with regard to multi-family units and landlords' responsibilities?
Well, landlords are responsible for testing the properties for the tenants.
Because they own it.
Absolutely. Because you can have multiple tenants saying, you know, I need a test for my home. I need a test for my home. Let them take care of the tests.
Okay.
They're really the ones in charge.
Okay.
And ask your landlord of your apartment if it has been tested.
Good.
And if so, when.
Good.
They're entitled to that information and Let them know that they have that.
Folks, we're getting to the end of our show here. I'm going to turn it over to my
partner. Well, I just want to make sure that we can provide some information, an address, a telephone number, a website that people can contact you specifically if they have any other questions that they may arise from hearing what we're hearing today.
Sure. So as Jan had stated, we're located right here in Flemington, New Jersey. Our address is 3 Foster Lane right here in Flemington, and our toll-free number is 888-800-5955. You can speak with me. You can speak with Jan, anyone from our office. We'd be happy to help in any way we can.
We snuck that in under the automatic curtain drop, didn't we?
We thank you so much for coming in today. I think there's probably another show in here somewhere.
You're listening to WHCRDB, 102 Radio.
And that was our automatic shutdown, folks. But we're not going to cut our guests short. We certainly want them to come back and join us. Know that we are excited about this subject, and this is something obviously you heard is important to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker, don't you miss it, shall we?
You're listening to WHCRDB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump currently on his way to eastern Alabama to view devastated areas after last Sunday's tornadoes that killed 23. As he was leaving the White House, he was asked about his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, being sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison for financial fraud convictions. He says he's troubled by the sentence the judge handed down, but he says the judge
also made the statement that this had nothing to do with collusion with Russia. So, you know, keep it going. Let's go. Keep the hoax going.
Chelsea Manning in custody after refusing to testify before a federal grand jury that's investigating WikiLeaks. The former Army intelligence analyst released classified data to WikiLeaks in 2010, was convicted in 2013. Her sentence was commuted by President Obama. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
A jolting February jobs report, as the government says the U.S. economy added about 20,000 jobs last month when economists were expecting to see 180,000 jobs added. It means it was the worst month for job creation since September 2017. The jobless rate fell a tenth to 3.8%. The good news in the report?
Average hourly earnings rose 11 cents to $27.66 year over year. That's up 3.4%, the highest since April 2009.
That's Kevin Cirilli on Bloomberg. Experts are saying that there's no need to panic about the job creation numbers, that it might be because of the high numbers of jobs created in January. Actor John Michael Vincent, who was one time a heartthrob and then spiraled into problems with drugs and health issues, has died at the age of 74. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat.